Are we living in a revolutionary moment? Fareed Zakaria makes the case that we are. And if he's right, there's a lot at stake.
I think the stakes are really liberal democracy. What has happened is the people who are displaced, anxious, angry, radicalized, the focus of their ire, their attention is basically to tear down the system, you know, the world that produced all this.
Hear more this week on The Gray Area, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. It's another Getting Dug with Hyde, another crazy time, 1:15 Pacific time, where we are out here on the West Coast. And my guests today, two very funny dudes, a newbie and an oldbie. We've got Josh Wolfe and Danny Tamborelli, everybody.
Hello. I'm the oldbie.
You're the oldbie.
All right.
Were you a, did you ever watch Pete and Pete, Adventures of Pete and Pete?
Yeah, actually.
So this is exciting for you then,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
well. Boogie boogie.
Remember me? Yeah.
And both of you guys have podcasts, right?
Yeah.
What's, Josh, we'll start with you. What's your podcast? My
podcast is called Off the Rails, and it's on, you can find it on iTunes.
And it's you and
Sarah Colonna.
Sarah Colonna.
Yeah, me and Sarah Colonna.
Who also is, people would know her from
Chelsea Lately. Yeah, and it's called Off the Rails because we have not been able to stay on topic ever with any show.
Wait, but you, that's how did you good. Know that would happen? Like, because you had to name the show first before you started doing it.
Well, because we did a couple first.
Okay.
And then we were
the
like,
this shit's off the rails.
There you go, nailed it. Yeah. No, it was one of those things where we started talking, we would start talking about something. I think the very first show we started talking about it, something about women's rights, and ended up on asshole tattoos. And I was like, "This, ooh, we jumped the chats here a little bit." So we started out on something pretty important, and then somehow somebody sent us a picture of a girl getting an asshole tattoo, and we were like, "Okay, maybe we should really."
So,
call it what it is.
How complicated can an asshole tattoo be? Is it like? Seems like it'd be very delicate, like writing on a piece of rice.
Listen, you mean as far as the artist? I love how they're the artist.
The artist?
With
the tattoo
job.
Gun in the butthole. Like, what are they doing? Is it just like a spiral or something?
It's an upside down starfish.
Brown star. I saw one of them was a yin and yang tattoo. So the half was white and half was black, and so there was the yin and the yang of the actual asshole.
Wow.
Which is, sometimes it's good and sometimes it's bad.
Yeah, it's
anti-bleaching. You don't want to bleach your asshole, just get a yin and yang tattoo and put
somebody,
the black one in the perfect spot.
Somebody tattooed an M on one cheek and an M on the other and had a black O, so it said mom. It was really like,
troubling.
In her defense, she said when she's laying on her back, it says wow.
I was gonna say, maybe she's just a fan of the Anna Faris, Allison Janney sitcom.
Yeah, maybe, big CBS four camera fan, yeah.
She couldn't get Beck and Molly on her whole asshole. Her vagina walls say, how I met your mother. So Danny has a podcast as well that's with the other Pete, right?
Yeah, we're really pulling on those nostalgia heartstrings.
So yeah, and it's called The Adventures.
The Adventures of Danny and Mike.
Okay.
It's real, just, you know, figure it out. We couldn't say Pete and Pete.
Yeah.
Why not?
Well, I guess we could have.
I think you could have.
You could have.
I think you get away with it.
Mm-hmm. I don't think anyone
would step up and be like, how dare you use that name?
God damn it.
No. Yeah.
I think it's fine. Danny and Mike, though, is suiting. Because finally, my name is first, because I think Pete and Pete, because he was the older one.
Right.
So now, role reversal.
Wait, you
did
always just
know?
Assumed he was the first one?
Yeah.
I was the younger one.
What
I
kind
was a little
of self-esteem
kid.
Did you have?
I mean, I thought I had pretty good self-esteem. But
I mean, I think you were, of the two Petes, I'd call you the top Pete. Like, don't tell him I said that.
I won't.
Yeah.
Did you get an equal amount of screen time, you think?
It was different. His stuff was different. Like, he was more of the, like, straight man in the whole thing.
Yeah.
I had more of the adventures.
You were wackier,
the little absurdist kid. running around. And
when you auditioned for that, how old were you when you auditioned for that?
7 years old.
So as a 7 year old, like, is the audition process just as grueling and horrible? Do they treat you the same way as they treat the grown-ups?
No. They definitely don't. It's a little different, I guess. So you have the stage parents and smoke weed now.
My alarm went off. I got the newer iPhone, so I can't figure out how to make the alarm louder, but I'll work that shit out.
But you have parents that are like stage parents. So they're the ones that when you're in like a kid's audition, my parents are more concerned with those parents because they would like try to psych the kids out. You know, like I would go up there with like a box full of like Matchbox cars and like play with the other actors. Like I know Sam Levine real well from doing that because we both auditioned as kids in New York.
He's still auditioning as a kid.
Do you know what I used to do for fun? You know, my cousin was on a TV show called Party of Five. And at the time, it was a pretty big show.
Scott Wolf, right? Everybody. Okay.
So what I used to do for fun, because I like to fuck with people, is I would bring Scott into auditions with me. So as soon as he sat down, other people in the room were like,
I'm not going to get with this.
They're like, what's he fucking
using
doing?
Very similar tactics.
It was
very similar tactics.
I was like, go sit next to that guy and sit down and be like, ugh. Well, they told me I didn't really have to read. I'm just here.
That's
people
so
would
dick.
Walk. Yeah. Oh, I was trying to get as many roles as I could. Needless to say, I still didn't fucking book anything, but it was a lot of fun while it lasted. He also enjoyed that kind of messing around.
Being that, yeah,
it's kind of fun.
That.
Yeah, why not?
That's fun. Does he stay in touch with Jay Moore?
I don't know if he stays in touch with Jay
Moore. I wonder how they got along.
On Go?
Making Go, yeah.
You know what? Go is, an underrated movie.
It's a great movie.
It's a
really great movie. Introduced us to Timothy Oliphant.
Didn't really know him before that. That type of movie where you were following three or four different storylines, you know, at different periods. Like, I thought it was really, really good.
Yeah, no, that guy Doug Liman, I think he's only made one bad movie his whole career.
What was it?
And that was Jumpers.
He
made Edge of Tomorrow, which is great.
Yep.
And he made Mr. and Mrs. Smith, which, you know, wrecked one relationship and started another amazing one.
It made four Cambodian children very happy. They ended up with a home. Maybe not all Cambodian, I'm maybe generalizing.
Our sativa today is called Chem Diesel. And I'll hold up a little piece of it because people like to see that. And I always forget to do that sort of thing. Because when I'm normally having when I'm normally having a session with my friends, we don't stop and go.
Why not? It seems
hey man, this is a tree in a tiny forest. But yeah, it's really nice looking stuff. So
it tastes really nice.
Yeah, but you know, I'm normally just an edible guy, so I never smoke weed.
Except for when you're on this show.
Except when I'm with you.
This is your third time, right?
Yeah. That one time, I don't remember the last time I had taken a hit out of a volcano, and that was like...
Yeah, you get some pretty big hits off of that
thing. Oh my, and you know what else I didn't know? I had never been higher on Todd before. If possible, he talks more when he's high than when he's not high.
I think he's kind of the same, but a lot of the talk is about how he's behaving the way he is because of the marijuana.
Okay. Yeah. There's a lot of describing about what's actually happening that I'm watching.
He's always he talks you through everything. Like Todd doesn't have a thought that he doesn't share for the most part. And he got, I don't know if you know this, but he got the initials of the show tattooed on his arm.
He did?
Like really small, but it's on there. Also on his butthole.
On his taint, it says 2.5 men. Get it? CBS. I went with another CBS show. No, too late.
Wow.
I went with a callback. My callback was like, it's about 5 minutes too late. My bad.
I thought it was great. You got in the whole 2-hour block. We got all four shows.
We really did. We got the entire Monday Night lineup.
Yeah, I guess because Big Bang Theory moved to Thursdays, didn't it?
I don't.
Or is it back on Mondays now?
I don't follow Big Bang Theory, believe it or not.
You don't know what those nerds are up to?
No, as closely as you might think that I follow it. I was really deep in it the first three seasons, but... It's trailed off.
Three seasons to step back?
I don't think any of them smoke pot, yet, so I don't. I only follow the careers of people I think might smoke pot, because then I got to know stuff about them in case we get them on the show. Diamond Cheese is the indica, and it's in this monster.
Also the name of my favorite stripper.
Diamond Cheese?
What a terrible name
what
that would be.
Awful, yeah. You don't want
gentlemen,
kinda,
get ready. Coming to stage number two, Diamond Cheese.
Oh, and on the side stage, Velvet Smegma.
You know, my son used to go to a preschool that was maybe a little close to a strip club. So every now and then, you know when you show up to a place and you don't have enough time to go home, but it's too late just to wait there, so there's like a 40-minute grace period. Well, there happened to be a strip club right near his preschool. So when we used to show up,
sounds perfect.
When we accidentally showed up a little early, we would go over there. And so one afternoon, the afternoon strippers are a whole different breed. So one afternoon, we're sitting up on Sniffer's Row, right? And this woman starts to walk around the corner to come on the stage. And she stops for a second. She goes, no, baby. Mommy's gonna work. Be right back. And I was like, she brought the kid to work. It's like bring your kid to work day at the strip club. And she came out. I couldn't.
Couldn't stop thinking about anything else but the kid.
I couldn't.
What's the name of this club?
Seventh Male.
I have a thing for
Seventh Male.
I have a thing for naked women whose toddlers are nearby.
Yes, Seventh Male. Yeah, I think they have a buffet now.
Oh man,
that's terrible. I don't think I'm eating at a strip club.
No,
you don't eat at a strip club. Some that have decent food
in Portland.
I had a steak or some shit at that place.
At the Acropolopolis or something. Do you know there's a...
I wish it was Acropolopolis.
Do you know, though, there's a strip club in Portland that only serves vegan food?
That's so, like...
Portland. I mean, Portland,
right? The TV show nails Portland. It's like so... It's so weird there. Delightfully weird, I think.
I love it.
I love
performing there, too.
I'll be there...
people are very nice.
I'll be there April 3rd and 4th, I think.
There you go.
Yeah.
I think I'm there.
At Helium. Yeah. It's a gas!
Try a little bit of that diamond cheese, I think. You enjoy
it? You gotta wait for the cipher, man.
I'm just trying to clear this so you guys know. Do you want to try the indica on one of these other pipes, or you want to do this thing? Because this thing is
that like a?
It's kind of crazy. It's
Do you want to try it in
Hong Kong Foonie? They call it
Hong Kong Foonie.
Yeah, but it says right on there Typhoon, so I don't. They can't even make up their own minds about what their own products are called. But there's the nice folks at Chameleon Glass. And I'm using my poke bowl to clean it up a little bit.
There's a lot of gadgets. This one I like a lot.
This is as much business as I. I don't really. I just have a bunch of pipes that are just have, you know.
Yeah.
They need to be cleaned, and it's terrible.
That's a lot of gadgets.
I'm bad.
What do you got there? What's this here?
Tincture.
Oh yeah, this is like you could put it in your drink, and. We're almost out of it, because every time it comes up, I drop a little bit into my drink, and everybody else is like, I'm good. Don't have to worry about that.
I don't know how you eat edibles all the time. I can really only just smoke a lot. If I eat edibles, I'm like a wild card.
Here's what I like. I like the fact, you know, before I took them for the first time, somebody's like, you're going to be high for like 8 hours. I was like, finally. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I was like, well, there's my why. How long have I been missing this? Yeah. I like that. You know, some people like to be high.
I'm never high, like thinking to myself, when am I going to come down from this?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
I was like, this is good.
How do we keep
I like this? What's
this
going on
going.
Right
how
now?
Do we keep So I like that. And I like the fact where sometimes you're like, oh, I'm as high as I want to be. And then it just goes up one notch. You're like, oh, I was wrong. Now I'm as high
I
as I want to be.
Get higher.
Yeah, it is fun. That is a fun thing about edibles, is how. You know, every time is an adventure.
Yeah,
because you can never get an exact pattern. You know, like I've taken some edibles where forgot I took it, and then it kicks in.
Yeah,
and you're like, oh wow,
it's like finding a $5 bill
3 hours ago.
It's
or
like
whatever.
Finding a $5 bill when you pull your jeans out of the dryer. You're like, $5.
Shit.
Yeah.
I'd change that story to 20 maybe.
20?
Yeah, maybe yeah. 20. $5. All right. I wouldn't be as excited as I am when the edible kicks in.
My brother.
It's not analogous.
My brother, not a fan of edibles. He was like, I think I'm going to like them. I go, okay. And he goes, I'm just going to eat what you eat. I go, I wouldn't do that. And he goes, I'm going to do it. So he ate it, and about 2 hours later, he texted me with some numbers, and I text him back. I go, "What are those?" He goes, "My vitals." I'm freaking out.
Oh no!
So he took his own blood pressure and his heart rate. He was like, I go, "You're taking your own vitals. I would go lay down. It's time to."
I can't be like in a CVS or wherever where they have the blood pressure test machine and not do it. And I do it every time.
Do you?
Like, if they found out it was bad for you, I'd be in trouble.
What do you like? You like the pressure on your arm? You like the way that feels?
I like being stuck there for a few seconds. Yeah. It's interesting to be just trapped. Like, what if I'm just stuck to this thing? No, it's not that. It's just that I just want to know that I want to know the numbers and I want to win.
Right.
I want it to fall in the right, you know, scale. Like, I don't want there to be any problems. Uh-huh. You know, I go in pretty cocky every time.
That's why I don't stick my arm in.
Nobody
there.
Nobody in the world walks up to that machine with some attitude. Like, what's up?
Yeah, no, I'm like, I got this.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Let's go. Mm-hmm.
Now, there's some people.
Oh,
walk
shit,
up
that's
your
a
leg,
little tight.
And then you fall right into the zone.
Here, you want to try the. Sure. Hong Kong Foonie.
Hong Kong Foonie.
Yeah, and we'll keep the lighters moving around so nobody gets stuck with the pink one for very long.
I'm going to take this Big Lebowski to town.
Yeah, do it.
I'll do this first. Hold on.
All right, try that first.
Try this first.
But don't torch it too much, you know, and work the carb and. Oh, this guy knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
I've never seen anybody approach it that way. Instead of trying to take one big long hit,
yeah,
bunch of quick short ones.
I have a problem sometimes. I cough a lot if I don't like intake air as well as the weed smoke. So I do sometimes get a little like.
That's pretty sneaky.
I know. That's a.
I don't know.
I've never seen that.
I'm just a professional angle. Man. I don't know. It just happens.
You're natural is what you are.
I like the way you smoke it on us. He's like the naturalist. You know, sometimes I cough when I smoke weed. It's this thing I do.
Yeah. What? Doesn't happen all the time.
Yeah, you guys don't do it, but I've learned how to avoid it, and that's by sucking in air.
Yeah. I found that breathing air really helps with the not coughing.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah,
that's so weird.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like my body's trying to tell me something.
But, the coughing can be awful sometimes.
I've seen
other people that have a bigger, more coughing fits than I generally have, but.
My one friend Brett, like, it sounds like he's dying every time he smokes weed, and like, he's fine, but it's like, he'll take that one big hit, and then you like, feel his stomach like bubbling, which is like, like dry heave cough. But then he's just like, well, I'm gonna be higher than you because I cough so hard because it's.
Is that true?
I don't know.
I think.
I mean, because I've
maybe
that
maybe
house,
it's like you physically shake your head enough.
I've sat at my house not high and tried to cough myself into being high and it doesn't work. You know what I mean? So coughing alone without being high.
Coughing alone
doesn't do it.
That's why you don't feel like you're high when you have a cold or.
Yeah.
You have the quarterback booze, you just have a little bit, but hold it in as long as you can.
Do you really think coughing helps?
I don't know.
It feels to me like
I still get high no matter what.
It means it's it's rattled your cage.
Right.
If you're coughing, like it's doing stuff to you. And I think part of the reason people feel higher after coughing is because they have the pleasant high and they're not fucking coughing anymore.
Like that's
while you're
true.
Coughing, it's
that's
so like
good
ugh,
way
I hate
to take
this
that.
Coughing. Yeah, yeah. As soon as it stops, this is amazing.
I'm high.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know.
Violently shaking yourself.
You want the answer here?
Oh, yeah. Daniel Kellison with flying in with the info.
When you cough, your lungs are gasping for air. It's an instinct which is stuck with us from time as reptiles millions of years ago. When you cough, your lungs expand, and certain areas of your lung are exposed to smoke that wouldn't have been had you not coughed. So you're actually taking.
Oh, you're
more
taking in more marijuana.
So what it's telling you is the actual only healthy parts of your lung are now being exposed. So congratulations, whenever you cough, you're now just getting
it
deeper
worse.
And deeper. Yeah. So
Brett, stop. Stop smoking, Brett.
We're going to get into some municipal pot news after the break, but we already have to go to a break. This is flying by.
Sheesh.
We will see you guys back here in a few moments. Hey, everybody.
Jesus Christ, there's a party.
You know, I'm high now.
Steve, Jonah, how you guys doing down there? You look like you're posing for Mount Rushmore.
My point being, let's make a pyramid.
I thought if we're gonna do it live in front of an audience, why not go for full-blown train wreck?
Where do we do weed bits into this?
Dorf on marijuana.
You know, dabs make them sound a lot more harmless than they are. Just a dab.
On the fucking flaming balls of Kathy Lee Gifford.
Did you say 31? Harris, that's insane.
We'll be right back.
And so the camera's there. I say it.
They started WWW. Don't mean to trouble you, trouble you, trouble you.
The end. The end of whatever that idea was going to be.
Oh boy, that was a lot of fun that we've had at Largo over the first, how many Largo shows have we done? Five? Six? Anyway, the next one is on March 2nd at Largo on La Cienega. Tickets are on sale now. We'll put something up on the screen so you can find the tickets. And it's just a super fun show. Josh did it one time.
A blast. Who's
doing it this time? Well, you know, I like to keep it a secret.
Oh.
But I can say this, the first time, it's a hard show to book, you know, because we need five people instead of one or two. And it's the first time ever where we're this far out from the date. It's not till March 2nd, and I've already got five, like, amazing guests lined up. Like, it's going to be, at least on paper, the best one ever. It might not be the funniest one because, you know, one of them might not bring a dog this time. Uh, 1,900 viewers right now, and 14, which is always nice because the you know the time of day and what day floats around now because we're trying to adapt to the guests' availability, and also give different parts of the country the 420 moment.
Oh yeah,
yeah. So today the East Coast got high with us. Yeah.
Do you ever
That's
do?
Where
do
I'm
you ever,
from, so
yeah, there you go.
Sweet.
So yeah, so you won't have any kind of a what do they call it? Jet lag.
No jet lag from my 420.
Yeah,
and I'll get to do it all over again in another couple hours.
Daniel brought out a lighter that he's going to put out on the table. That every time somebody uses it, I'm going to have to warn them to not.
I just love to put
their fingers.
I love his reason why he brought it out here. I got a kid.
I can't have this at home anymore.
I can't have it at home. Like,
I can't even have it in a situation like this. I mean, what? It's not a very practical lighter, but I'm gonna try it because it's a monkey.
It's
in honor of Joey Diaz. I'm gonna light the monkey.
Yeah.
Nice. That's pretty confusing.
Johnny Chimpo.
I'll get some, you know, tweets from people saying, you know, you should use Hempwick because butane is bad for you as well. And I don't disagree with that sentiment, but also, at least on this show, I don't want to be like, with the wick, it's just an extra bit of business, you know? It's a pain in the dick.
It's a pain in the dick.
Does Hempwick make a monkey lighter? I don't think so. So, I mean, when they start stepping up their game with this, that's heavy.
That's what I said when he handed it to me.
That's a heavy monkey.
That we should just go and do a man on the street thing where we just say, you know, we say, hey, would you like to hold this?
And hear what they say?
And then they get taken. The first thing they're going to say is, this is heavy.
It's heavy.
Oh.
It's really oddly heavy.
It's a dense, heavy monkey.
Yeah, that's
monkey
another
lighter.
Reason to get it out of the house.
Yeah.
I have to touch it now.
Yeah.
Both of you, it is heavy.
Yeah.
My God.
It's a little different. You're not expected to be that heavy.
All right, you guys, we got to do some pot topics, but also, I wanted to bring up something that I'm going to try.
Hot topics!
It's that we got to do something, not that they're happening now. but mango. The word on the streets about mango is that if you eat it an hour before getting high, it will increase your high by a lot.
I tried dry mango.
That did not work.
That did not work.
We got fresh mango.
Moist, wet mango. Sorry, I said it.
We got some moist mango from our friends over at Licorice Joe's. And, but you're supposed to eat it an hour before you get high. We didn't know that part.
But what if you're high and then you just smoke in an hour? Well, you think it'll enhance that?
What if I smoke an hour from now? It doesn't matter.
I think we should be the guinea pigs.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll still be smoking an hour from now. Let's have some mango, you guys.
I told you when you said we're gonna be eating mango, I thought you were talking about Chris Kattan. So I was like,
and I said, I'm sorry, I don't take that cap back. That's a little scary.
You're gonna eat mango. I was like, well, okay.
Oh my god.
All right.
Mango. Is it good? Is it good mango?
I mean, it's delicious.
It's delicious. It's mango.
Okay. All right. I just never crave mango.
No?
Yeah. Now that I'm eating it, it's not doing much for me.
What do you crave?
Yeah, what do you crave?
Ice cream, pizza. Okay. Cool. Yeah, just garbage. I have terrible taste. I just like junk food.
I think if you eat one more piece of mango a day, you'll develop a craving for mango, and you'll know what that mango craving is.
It's basically the two pieces of mango keep you coming back for more.
Yeah, huh?
Is that what you're saying?
I think so.
We barely can get through this.
My mom is a nutritionist. She taught me a lot of stuff.
And that was it.
Was one of them.
All right, I'm gonna have another one then.
You struggled through that piece, and you're going back for one more.
Yeah, maybe I'll even take the biggest one.
What's your thought process here? You struggled through that piece.
Like I'm a show off when I'm, when people are watching. That's why I say no to every shot offered to me at the bar, at the comedy club, or next door to the club, or wherever. I get a lot of offers for shots, and if you say yes, next thing you know, you're just fucking drunk every night.
Okay, let's go one and one.
I threw up on stage.
Oh, boy.
I was at a club in Baton Rouge, and they kept sending shots up. And I told them, hey guys, just so you know, you send one more shot up, and for sure I'm throwing up. And it came up on stage. Oh, and I was God. Like, I'm not, and then you know when a shot gets sent up on stage, if you don't do it, the entire crowd just starts going, do it.
Oh, like, yeah.
There's no way to go back. There's no way to go back.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay. And I said, but please bring a trash can up on stage. And they brought one up on stage, and I took a shot. And about, I don't know, 7 seconds later, threw up like you wouldn't believe.
Oh, ball right into the basket or did it go everywhere?
But like, you know, one of those throw ups where it's like a heavy arch back, like, whoa, like one of those.
The sound you're making, the way your eyes are bulging out.
No, it's mango, so good.
But yeah, I threw up all, it was terrible, terrible, terrible. Wow. That's why I don't do them anymore either.
I played a show once.
Throwing up is one of my least favorite things to do.
In Syracuse?
That's common.
And yeah, no, who likes
I'll
to
write
throw
it
up?
Out.
What do you think she likes it?
If I feel like I'm going to throw up, I won't let it happen. I'll like really struggle with it for hours.
I wish I had that problem. I
just want to get
it out. Just get it out, yeah.
I think about it and bam.
Yeah, it's but like, the trouble with that is you have vomit in your mouth.
It's true. Yeah. And you have to fix that by letting it out.
No, I'm saying I just sit there and hold it in and just ride it out.
But you feel miserable.
Yeah, sweating like,
terrible.
I lose 4 pounds.
But you feel miserable and you just hold it, you choke it down.
Doesn't happen that often, first of all.
Yeah, I know.
Doesn't happen very often, but when it happens, I just hate vomiting, so I just push it the other way.
Some people are pukers and some people can hold it in. I have to.
Yeah,
I
it's disgusting. Gotta it's disgusting.
It's terrible.
You know, it's not disgusting.
This mango.
Oh, I'm glad you like it. Yeah. Let's do this in pot topics for reals. This first one is about how University of Buffalo's Research Institute on Addictions has shown that marijuana may be useful for treating depression. Tests were done on lab animals. They found some depressed lab animals.
Yeah, how do you tell, by the way? How do you tell?
These mice are really down.
Yeah, how do you tell?
They don't run through the maze with as much gusto as some of the other mice.
They put on the Three Stooges and the mice that don't
They were all just calves.
Yeah.
Just little baby calves.
Who's in charge of being like this and that mouse? Happy. That one? Eh. Like who's
I don't know. You know how it is. They're scientists. Yeah. They spoon feed us what happened. They're just saying.
Harold only went on the spinning wheel for 3 minutes today.
We gotta get your mic. I can't tell which one of these guys. No. Mike's the guy.
Like they're like, you know, they're like X-raying their brains or something. You know, like this doesn't say how they did it. It just says that they did it. That they figured it out.
I love it. We just gloss past that. Like that's part of we assume like, well, they're scientists. Well, like clearly,
really, what are they doing?
If a mouse has a little bipolar, like they can tell.
I mean, there are so many.
Harold hasn't been eating his as regularly. I'm convinced that he's just been moping around the corner of that cage, just chilling.
There's so many. You know, things like this coming out about pot all the time, you know? And like, when was the last time there was a new piece of information about alcohol that we didn't know about other than just how bad it is?
No, but especially the healing stuff. I've been reading all this stuff about how not just how the THC can stop the cancer cells, that it actually, I'm reading some stuff where it fights them back. It's crazy.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Pot and driving.
Very pro.
Where do you guys stand on pot and driving?
I'll tell you in 10 minutes when I get out of here.
Well, you're not driving.
Good one.
I do it sometimes.
I do it.
We all do it sometimes.
But I will tell you.
I really try not to, and this show's really helped me out in that regard because it's, you know, it's my job to be here every week, but I also don't have to drive, you know, to and from the set.
I do it rarely, very rarely, but every now and then you just kind of find yourself.
I don't think it's a, you know, it's again, I guess it's kind of weird because you'd say the same thing as, well, I drink a lot, so I know how to handle it.
I was sexually assaulted by an Uber driver. I'm just going to say it.
You were?
Should I have given him 2 stars or 1?
How many fingers did he use?
Is that how many stars you should get?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So 5 stars.
Yeah, 5 stars.
Doing that
yeah,
to
five
me.
Stars. That's a 5-star trip. So you really got to.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, totally sounds like a real thing, has concluded that driving after smoking pot does not make you more likely to get in a car crash. Especially, applause over there, especially compared to driving after drinking.
There's no doubt about
that. Yeah, that's 100%.
Marijuana does impact a driver's senses, and nobody should attempt to drive after smoking. The study says it has little actual impact on the crash rate.
Let me ask you.
People drinking alcohol, on the other hand, were four times more likely to crash at 0.08, which is fucking nothing.
Right? That's
three limit. Drinks, probably.
When you're high, what's the biggest thing that changes about you when you drive? For me, the biggest thing
is concern that people are going to know I'm driving high.
So you end up obeying all the rules.
Yeah. I'm in the
right hand lane.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's the exact thing.
It makes you not drive like an asshole.
Yes.
When I'm not high, I want to get where I'm going. Yes. I dart around in traffic and do shit I probably shouldn't be doing.
I get the middle finger.
When I'm high, I'm just like, be cool, be cool.
That's all in my head, too, is keep it together.
Yeah.
Come on, keep it together. Just keep it together. And but when you're drunk,
you two kids, watch it back there.
Who wants to come up and drive?
Daddy on board.
Which one of you feels like you can drive right now? Which one is the best?
Oh, I coughed. I'm so high.
You got so much more smoke in you, bro.
That was a good one, right?
Yeah.
Pot and running. There's endurance runners. Apparently, pot's good for that.
Why?
I hope it's on this card.
This is where I draw the line.
Well, I just don't.
It takes the stress out of it, makes them de-stressed.
Yeah, but you're putting
long distance runners.
But you're putting smoke in your
endurance runners.
I know two people that did the New York City Marathon and ate edibles before they left.
Edibles,
during
that
the whole
I
thing,
think.
And smoked. They smoked weed too, for sure.
Wait,
put on your mixtape.
There's never been
run
any
12 miles or 20 miles.
Oh, also it helps with pain.
24 miles. Yeah,
it also helps with pain. It makes them feel less pain. You know, like
you know what would make you feel
their
less
ankles
pain?
And shit.
Not running 24 fucking miles.
Yeah,
then you'd be pretty pain free.
I'm with you on that for sure.
Have you ever in your any ounce of your being ever wanted to run a marathon?
No.
in my, I mean, no. never even an ounce of my being would be like, I think I would like to run 24 miles in a row today.
But it's a, they've officially recognized that it would be a performance enhancer to be on
really?
Pot. So a lot of the runners don't say they don't smoke it or don't smoke it because they, you know, want to keep everything ethical.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Well, that's what they say. I mean, I know they've said that about other things, and it's kind of bullshit. All right. Garbage doesn't work here. Continues. did we get some Twitter questions during the thing? Here, could you take that off my hands, please?
Yeah, sure.
And I'll see if there's anything I can ask you guys. Because how are we doing on time? It must be almost time, right?
Yep.
Yeah. It's flying by, you guys.
4 minutes.
Between the mangoes and the coughing, I've really
taken it to the next level.
Really learned how to get high. Finally, really.
Don't forget about the breathing.
Really doing it right.
Yeah, remember put air in.
Yeah, the air in there.
Mm-hmm. Somebody called Spread Your Bread on Twitter.
What? We want more talk about asshole tats.
Spread your bread.
Yeah, that's a good one. You are, if you want to look them up and say hi. Spread your bread. Danny, do you still talk to anyone from Mighty Ducks?
Yeah.
Thanks for your question.
Spread your bread.
You shot your load into your name.
Yeah.
The question wasn't nearly as fun as your name.
Not nearly, but it couldn't have been. There's no way a question could have beat spread your bread.
That's fucking great.
Yeah.
Holy
I'm
crap.
I'm just gonna start screaming at the people when I'm driving down the street. Spread your bread! What the fuck?
It's a pretty.
But
that
if you
person might never forget.
If you scream it with conviction, like it's something they're supposed to know.
Yeah.
Hey, spread your bread.
What?
Okay. Wait. What? When I was like, I don't know, a teenager, there's this kid down the street that I didn't get along with, and from like two blocks away, one time he yelled at me something I'll never forget because it was such a weird insult coming from a kid younger than me. And yelling it really loud for an entire neighborhood to hear. You listen to Mellow Radio.
I mean, what the? That would have shook me to my core.
Yeah, I'll never forget
because
that.
Because it's severely specific.
I can picture
the
whole
thing. Who cares? But you know, like,
it's, yeah.
Do people hate that? Did that, like, must have thrown doubt into
it's
your
It's the
whole...
kind of burn that just, there's nobody around to laugh or not laugh. It's just, you got to hear it and, you know, figure out what was...
What that means.
What did that mean? Was that... I think it was pretty funny. I mean, even then,
so
I was
funny,
pretty,
yeah.
pretty kind of amused by it. But I didn't smoke weed back then, so.
Listen, for something to be so specific but also not mean anything is not
it
easy
mean a lot
do.
More right now if I'm a, you know, people think of me like some sort of hippie listening to Mellow Radio.
Mellow Radio, what is that? What is that, just like Matchbox 20 the whole day? Like, what's Mellow Radio?
Remember on when the Sweat Hogs would use the insult, up your hole with a mellow roll? I, as a kid, thought there was something called M-E-L-L-O-W roll. I didn't know that there was a specific roll that's just called, I don't know how it's spelled, M-E-L-O or something. But,
Candy
Mellows?
So is the candy roll
Mellows? There are lots of Rolos. There are lots of juicy Rolos in a roll for you.
Yeah.
If you're choosy about what you chew.
You can roll a roll.
Real milk chocolate and caramel too. To chew, 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 chew. We'll be right back after this message.
Great day today, morning.
That's my shit.
They say LA is the home of the fakes. That's why I keep my residence east of Silver Lakes. Doing what it takes to get by and get a piece of the pie. I gotta buy a bunch of stuff that starts with I. Phones, Macs, and pads, you better go ask your dad what it was like in the old days they had. Artists and crafts and skills, that's how they stack the bills. Nowadays, people only know how to snack on pills. For reals, don't you think that I can tell by the way that you act that you're going through hell? The psychological frontier is finally here. That's why I slam a beer and try to have no fear. Every night I dream I'm in a haunted house full of malevolent ghosts just trying to come out. They wanna put me in a grave, but I'll never be a slave to another soul's misery. It's me that they trying to bum out. Bump fist with this dragon, that's my Chinese.
Whoa, we're back. That was fast. Everything's been fast today, so congratulations to this this blend of indica and sativa that we've been enjoying. Yeah, a round of applause for that.
Clap for that.
Oh, great dinner we had. Danny Tamborelli.
Yes, sir.
Manboobscomedy.com.
Oh, yeah.
And DannyandMike.com.
That's good.
For all of your personal
needs.
Appearances, needs.
Needs stuff.
You got some headshots on there?
Yeah, sure.
you sign them and send them out?
Oh,
yeah. Like a link to your...
It's a big business. It's a really big business these days.
How's your IMDb page? Is it a good place to go?
Oh, I'd say it's fairly accurate, yeah.
Okay. Josh Wolf.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to be at the Arlington Draft House, a really sweet, gigantic venue in Arlington, Virginia, across the river from D.C. on February 20th and 21st. And then on March 3rd and 5th, another club I like to play, a Comedy Zone in Charlotte, North Carolina. That's got like a fun kind of basement garden party vibe.
Yeah, and kind
like
of
the ground
low
is like you're outside
too.
On a patio.
I love it. I really love it.
It's interesting. Yeah, it's like it's cave-like.
Yeah.
I do 420 shows there and there's no light streams in, so it just feels like we're in the cave at night. Great story. I'm going to do my plugs really quick, and then you guys get to see a magic trick. I'm doing a stand-up this Saturday in Traverse City, Michigan, as part of the Traverse City Winter Comedy Festival. Bunch of shows there, actually. And then April 1st, I'm at the Tacoma Comedy Club in Tacoma, Washington. My first time playing that place. And on May 18th, I'm playing a barbecue place, Moe's Original, in Mobile, Alabama. You ever go to Mobile?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, but...
It's my first time. And it's weird coincidence that they just allowed gay marriage or whatever. I don't want to get gay married. I'm just...
That's not why...
I'm just...
Who's open for you?
I've just always wanted to play... I want to play a show in every state.
Yeah.
And Alabama's been a long holdout for some reason.
Well, what about... You never did Stardom? The Stardom?
Mm-mm, no, but I heard about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
In Birmingham.
Yeah. I got some tweets. Come to fucking Birmingham, you piece of shit.
Yeah, those are the ones. I've gotten those too. We must have the same people tweeting at us.
People really just think, oh shit, you're right. I meant to go to Birmingham. Yeah. I don't know what I was saying with that.
Yeah.
With that Mobile shit.
Why haven't you fucking been to Jacksonville? It's not up to me where I go. Like, people book me so that I have to.
Right,
I can't just show up in the city.
But
and
you
be
tell
like,
them that and they're going to hound the local comedy club.
I have a friend.
Yeah.
In Columbus.
All of my dates and deets and links are at DougLovesMovies.com. You can get mugs and t-shirts and even blue cards. We'll send people these cards.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just put a stamp on them. Hashtag cards for humanity. But I sign some of them and write weird things on some of them. But they're the actual note cards from the show. People like it for some reason.
Just did it.
I can't, you know, we're doing everything we can to, you know, keep the show afloat. Gotta pay for the production. That's why we're doing another Live at Largo show, and tickets are on sale now. bit.ly.com/DougTix. Are you guys ready to see a magic trick?
I am. I'm pretty excited.
Oh my God, so exciting. Always, I look forward to this part of the show. It's game time.
Hey guys.
What's up?
All right, Danny, do you want a red card or a black card?
I'll take a red card.
Okay, hearts or diamonds?
Diamonds.
All right, Josh, do you want a high card or a low card?
high card.
All right, you make it 7, 8, 9, 10, jack, queen, or king.
Do I have to tell you?
Yeah, just any one of those. The king? Okay, sure, check this out. I actually turned over one card in this deck. The king of diamonds. Between the two of you. Every other card has a black X through it.
Wait, where are you going?
Wait, what just happened?
You guys are stuck.
That was, yeah.
What?
But you know, you're friends with Gabe.
Yeah.
You guys are pals, so you've seen a lot of his back alley stoner magic.
Yeah, but you know what? That's the first. Listen, I'm going to be honest. That's the first one that's worked.
Oh, you just happened to be here on ones where something went wrong. Because, like, you know, having the comics, you know.
Yeah. Well, that one, I have no idea
why
you're
trying to do a trick.
Yeah, I don't know what just happened.
Yeah.
I don't know what just happened there.
Yeah.
You enjoyed it?
I loved it, yeah.
Mellow Roll is a, what you call it? It's an ice cream in a cone kind of thing. It's like a product called Mellow Roll, which I guess doesn't exist anymore. And also I wanted to mention that a dude came in and was like, said he's going to write a story about this show for the LA Times. And so he did interviews with me and some of the people involved in the show. And then I heard it was in the LA Times yesterday.
Front page.
It's on the fucking cover of the LA Times. This very nice, just states the facts. Doesn't take any pot shots.
But you know what?
So to speak, you know, like no sentences that read like pothead Doug Benson decided to do, like it was just very respectful.
It was a real article. Awesome.
And a real article, and it was super cool. And there it is right there. Somebody, a copy just flew in.
Here's my favorite part is that.
Oh good, there's a favorite part.
It says, comic Doug Benson has turned a fondness for marijuana. Fondness?
Oh yes, yes. I'm so fond of it. Yeah. I'm thinking about asking it out this Saturday, Valentine's Day.
Has turned a fondness for marijuana. Yeah. You like it? I'm fond of it.
I cherish my time with marijuana.
That was definitely my favorite part.
Yeah, so it's crazy, but it just calls me comic Doug Benson. It doesn't say, you know, stoner comic or whatever. And just it's just very, very good article. I mean, obviously, when they don't write anything mean, you like it. But
this guy went out
of his way to just really do a good job of covering it. But it also reminds you that how news and reporting works, that stuff is going to be wrong. There's stuff that's wrong in this article. Little things, but does that mean every other story that they're selling us has got little things that are wrong in it?
Tell me what's wrong in yours.
Oh, I'd have to dig for it, but like there's just a couple things where I was like, well, that's not right. It's got my age is wrong. Doesn't have my age right. And a couple other things, but great article though.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, it was good.
But that's the stoner in me, you know, like overthinking it and not just going, oh, that was cool.
It was good. There were no tiny jabs or it wasn't condescending at all.
And a lot of people, when they write stuff, they don't mean to necessarily be condescending, but it's just easy to go to that.
Yeah, but that wasn't.
Like, you know, like Nancy Grace's, you're high when somebody's arguing about marijuana.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, great argument. Thank you for.
Yes. And what else?
I love the guys that go on those things and they are really marijuana activists just because of it's a civil rights issue and it's not necessarily about, you know, they don't even smoke weed. Like those guys are great because they can make all the arguments and then she can't shout back at them. You're just high.
But here's the thing, like, and maybe I haven't heard anyone say this to her, but when 2 Chainz was. Right.
Oh yeah, so, that whole thing.
But she kept saying,
"I went off about that."
What about the 2-year-old who smoked?
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, how many people, first of all, when they grew up, did their
marijuana cooking?
Yeah, but how many people grew up and their parents put whiskey in their lips or their gums that put them to sleep, like,
or whatever?
You know what I mean? All that
like,
shit, right?
People do shitty. People are
all
shitty.
That shit, but that doesn't mean that's the whole thing, right? So that
people are stupid. Somebody put their poodle in a microwave. You know,
what?
It's happened.
That's true.
Or it's folklore, but whatever. You know,
like that's a big difference, dude. Either this horrific thing really happened.
I saw it in a movie called The Willies.
Or it didn't.
A poodle in the microwave.
We gotta go. We're running late. And that was a terrible image to put in your heads before leaving the show. We love dogs here at... was there one that had dog in the title? Dog deserves wannabe Hitlers. Here at Dog Deserves Wannabe Hitlers, we love dogs. Josh Wolf, Danny Tamborelli. I wasn't sure. I paused weirdly because I didn't know if they were saving it for the end. I didn't know if they'd applaud for you individually. But thanks for being here, guys.
Yeah, thanks.
Great job. And I said you're plugged. Yeah, we're good. Oh, and the next time we'll be back is 1 week from today at 3:15 Pacific time. So we will see you next Tuesday.